You know, I love that we're a friendly church, and I love that. But more than that, I love that in this place you can make friends, and that we're not just friendly, but this is a place where you can make friends. And many people walking together for years and years together as friends, and believe it for every single one of us that this is a place where you can make friends who will. Don't know what happened with that there. Did you hear me? Like, speaking too quick, calm down. And we've got a turkey on the second row here. But this is a place where you can make friends. And Paul said, my name is Nathan, and with my wife Debbie, we're campus pastors here at Chesterfield. And Icon Church is church with many campuses, but believing that God wants to speak to all of us today. Believing today that God would speak into your heart. And so let's open our hearts ready for God's word today. And we're concluding, well, we're kind of finishing our series on the Holy Spirit. But as Paul said, we got Pentecost Sunday coming up, and that's going to be a great day together as we celebrate the birthday of the church. But also believing that God's Spirit is going to be upon us to go into all our world and to be witnesses as it was in that very moment of the early church. A big shout out to our Goo team, as you can hear them right now. Let me tell you why. One, because they never plan their program right. They always do their worship as I get up to speak. But secondly, this is the first day that they are doing like live worship with a track and a singer in there for our kids, which is amazing. And our Goo team are incredible. They've put together this curriculum. And so if you've got kids, like 3-year curriculum, we're saying this, if you got kids, they're gonna use this. They've worked so hard on it. We'll hopefully be able to show you at some point. They've done an incredible job on it, but your kids are in there. They're getting to know Jesus, getting to know about God, which is incredible, and getting to worship him, even though they're too loud right now. I'm joking. No one text them, tell them to turn it down. Keep it up and do it. But believing that as God is at work in our Goo, he'll be at work now. So if you've got a Bible, turn to John 16, verses 13 to 14. And for those who are all taking notes and want to enter heaven, 65% of people who take notes do enter heaven. That's a made-up statistic, by the way. John 16, verses 13 and 14 is where we're going to be focusing today. It says this, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me. This is Jesus talking. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. It's all about Jesus. Let's just define the Holy Spirit. Let me just give you a real one line defining the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God in the life of a believer. For every single one of us who believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the presence of God in your life. Have you ever had that moment where you met someone and it was the first time of meeting, but it already felt like you knew them? Maybe you've been talking to a friend about them and they'd told you conversations. Maybe you met somebody's family member who you work with and they've talked about it loads, and then you eventually meet that family member, but it feels like you've already met them. Anyone ever been there? That it already feels like you knew someone from somebody else's story, from what somebody else told you. I guess in our world today that we now think we know people that we've never met, that even can live in all over the world because of social media. That there are moments where we follow people, you may even call them influencers today. You follow people and you think you know them. Or maybe you watch YouTube videos of said person and you just feel like you know them. I had an experience like this. I watch a few YouTube videos around the game of golf. Now, golf is the most beautiful and most frustrating game in the world. Some people say it ruins a good walk. I say a good walk is when it involves golf. And so on YouTube, there are many golf YouTubers that will give you tips and tricks. And this is why I need to watch it, because I want to improve my game. But many of them just do entertainment. Well, two of these guys named Rick Shields and Eric Anders Lang, they got together and they did what they call a random golf meetup. And here's what happens at a random golf meetup. They're there and you go to a course that they're at and you all play together and it's absolute chaos. Because usually in golf, only four people are allowed to play together on a hole and you have to stay in what's known as your four ball. Okay, you are in your, you know, you are playing with your three other mates. Well, in this instance, there were 64 of us all playing golf on the same hole. No, true story. Now, I don't know who put the health and safety assessment together, but let me tell you, I do not think one was done. You got in pairs and you had to take shots alternatively and you turn up and you only hit about five shots really during the time. The idea of it is you meet other golfers and you build relationship and it's incredible. But afterwards, they did a bit of a Q&A and they recorded a podcast afterwards and I got to meet the guys. I got a photo here and me and my dodgy golf gear. I bought some new stuff now. And there they are. Rick Shields is the guy with the good beard. And Eric Anders Lang is the guy. He plays golf looking like that. Like, he's so cool. But I met them. And as I went to meet them, it was like I already knew them. Because I'd watched them so much on YouTube and I'd seen them so much on social media that it felt like I already knew them. My question to us today is, how do we know about Jesus? How do we find out about Jesus? How do we continually in our lives meet Jesus? How do we find out about his wants? How do we find out about his character? How do we find out about what he has for each and every one of us? How do we know about Jesus? The question is, whose voice is the loudest in terms of knowing Jesus? Whose voice in your life is the loudest in terms of knowing Jesus? Who's letting you know about Jesus? Who's letting you know about what Jesus says about you, about what he believes about you? Are you allowing the world to determine your thoughts even around yourself, or are you actually wanting to find Jesus's voice? You see, today I want you to know it's the Holy Spirit's job to take the things of Jesus and make them known to us. It's the Holy Spirit. It's why every time I prepare a message, before I'm even begun to prepare it, I pray this prayer, Holy Spirit, would you reveal what Jesus wants to say to the church through this message? I don't know, but maybe it's a good prayer for you to start every single morning as you open your Bible, every single moment you open your Bible, every single time you walk through these doors. Holy Spirit, would you reveal what Jesus wants to say to me today? Would you reveal what Jesus has for me today? Because it's the Holy Spirit's job to take the things of Jesus and continually make him known to us. He'll point us to Jesus continually. He'll point us to Jesus continually. I'll say it like this. If it's not pointing to the life of Jesus, the life that Jesus has for us, it's probably not the Holy Spirit. It's probably not the Holy Spirit. I shared this quote last week and I share it again. And it's a great quote for you to write down and remember, but it's from A.W. Tozer. And it says this: I don't want the world to define God for me. I want the Holy Spirit to reveal God to me. I don't want the world to define God to me. I always found it frustrating growing up when you'd see in soaps or sitcoms or whatever, and you'd find there was the actor or actress who was playing the Christian, and they would always be the kind of the weird type of Christian. Ned Flanders. What is it? Oakley Dokley? You know, I cannot do accents, but if I was George Heeks, who can do accents, that would just be my whole message. It'd just be done in all different accents. But anyway, but I always found it weird because that was the world's view of a Christian. And yet here I was going, no, I want the world to know that Jesus is for everyone. I want the world to know that Jesus is for the ordinary person. I want the world to know that Jesus is for someone who you know, wants to live a great life. You don't need to be weird to follow Jesus, but there is something different about following Jesus. And yet the world would love to define what it looks like and who God is and what God is like. But here, I want to encourage you, it's the Holy Spirit. He'll lead us to Jesus. He takes that of Jesus and shows it to us. We see that in those verses that we read. Verse 14 tells us, he says, he will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine, by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. He'll make it known to you. I was thinking about this because I was thinking, you know, when someone has something and they show you it, and it's like they're showing it you because they're going to give it to you. That moment where, let's use this example because we'll have great cake afterwards and it's the best cake ever. But someone shows you the cake, but then says, it's not for you, it's all mine. How disappointed do you feel? I see some sad. That's not what we do at Icon Church, okay? You can have cake, but you can't have it. But whatever the Holy Spirit shows us, he doesn't show it to us to go, here you go, now you can't have it. No, he shows it us, here's what you can have. Here's what Jesus has for you. Whatever the Holy Spirit shows you in the person and work of Jesus is available to you. It's available to each and every one of us. I'll put it like this. He shows us on purpose, actually. He'll actually purposely show us things so that you may have it. He'll show us forgiveness. He'll show us confidence. He'll show us that actually we can walk in all that God has for us. He'll show us those things purposely so that we can actually realize we can have it. Lucy said it in our praise moment. We want you to share your praise reports. Why? Because it builds faith in the church as well. We want to praise God with you. We want to rejoice with those who are rejoicing. But also when someone shares a praise report that I'm praying about, it builds my faith. And I think that's the way the Holy Spirit goes, here, I'm going to show you something. You can have this as well. You can have this in Jesus as well. So here's what the Holy Spirit will do. Here's what, as you are guided by the Holy Spirit, we talked about that last week. And here's what the Holy Spirit will do in terms of it being all about Jesus. Here's what he will do. The first thing is the Holy Spirit will help us to understand Jesus. He'll help us to understand Jesus. John 15 and verse 26, just a chapter before, it says this, when the advocate comes, the advocate being the Holy Spirit, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. He will speak about me. That the Holy Spirit, as we read in John 16, is going to take the things of Jesus and he's going to make them known to you. He's going to talk about Jesus. He's going to tell us about Jesus. It's why on the back of our baptism t-shirts, it says it's all about Jesus. Because it comes back to that place of the cross. It comes back to the place of the resurrection from the grave. That we've received new life and it's all because of Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit's going to keep testifying and telling us and making us understand about Jesus. Why? Because it's all about him. It's all about Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 13 to 16. This is Paul writing to a church in Corinth, and he says this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. See, he's talking about actually wisdom from the Spirit. And so he goes on and he begins to say, the man without spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. I love that ending bit because Paul is emphasizing that we have the mind of Christ, that we can know what Jesus has for us, so that we can know what Jesus is saying, that when we open the Word of God, we can know what Jesus meant through the Holy Spirit. He'll show us what Jesus meant with the words he spoke to us. And so when we open our Bibles, when we open our hearts, when we gather in church, when we do that on a regular in our own lives, that actually God promises that the Holy Spirit will help us to get to know Jesus. To get to know Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit's job. He bears witness to Jesus. He does that. And I think the number one way that the Holy Spirit wants to teach us about Jesus is through the Bible. It is through the Word of God that actually we get to open God's Word and see what Jesus has for us, to see what Jesus said, to see his teachings. I loved our offering this morning about that whole thing around meditating, obedience to the law and knowing the law. I think it's the Holy Spirit that will guide us to Jesus and what Jesus has for each and every one of us. It's the Holy Spirit's job. And the way he'll do that is through his word. And so practically, I want to encourage us, open his word. Open his word. It sounds simple, but spend time in his word. However that looks for you, spend time. We got a great website, followjesus.uk. And I know many people have been on it. Many people have used it. Many people have used the resources. It's there for you. We built the website. We put all the resources. Team worked super hard on it. Why? So we could give it to everyone else? No, specifically, we wanted to give it to us, the church, to follow Jesus in some of the practices that we believe are so important. But one of the practices that I think is such a great practice that we get to do in terms of this idea of the Holy Spirit helping us to understand Jesus is this practice of reading Jesus every day. It comes from our lead pastor, Paul, who every day will read a bit of Jesus. He'll read a bit of Jesus. And so maybe that's your starting point. That could be one verse, could even be half a verse. But if it speaks to you, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you through that. It could be a full chapter. It could be however that looks for you, but I want to encourage you. It starts by opening it up and going, do you know what? I'm going to start in the book of John. And I'm just going to start right at the start. I knew these verses. These are my favorite verses, by the way. Okay. And you're not meant to have favorite Bible verses, but I do. But John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God with God in the beginning. I don't know. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, because that's testifying about Jesus. He's been there. He was there in the beginning. He was with God. He was right there in the beginning. I want to encourage you today, practically today, if you're going to go away and you're going to do anything, read Jesus every day. Just open your Bible, read Jesus every day. It might be first thing in the morning. It might be on your lunch break in the afternoon. It might be at the end of the day. However that works for you, do it. Do it. Do it. You know, I personally love to do it in the morning and get up and read it in the morning. Why? Because I believe it sets me up for my day. But however that works for you, read Jesus every day. And as you do it, ask, Holy Spirit, will you help me to understand what Jesus has for me today? Holy Spirit, will you help me to understand what Jesus is teaching today? Holy Spirit, will you guide me into all truth today? Why? Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You want to know what God's like? Find out what Jesus is like. Jesus is God in flesh. He made the invisible God become visible in our lives. And the Holy Spirit will help us to understand Jesus. The second thing today for us to recognize about it all being about Jesus is this. The Holy Spirit aims to glorify Jesus to us. He aims to glorify Jesus to us. You see, Jesus is our prophet. What does that mean? Well, in those verses, it actually says that he'll tell us of things to come. He's our prophet. A prophet would be one of those who would speak into the future, and he would tell us of things to come. Jesus is our prophet. He's going to speak into the things that are to come. Now, some people think that's like weird, or some people are like try and tap into that and try and find out when is the end of the world and when's the rapture coming and all of that. Well, if you're still here, it hasn't happened yet. So it wasn't that date 2 years ago that someone predicted, okay? And actually, the Bible tells us that no one will know the end of the time. So I do find it interesting as people do this, that like the Bible tells you no one will know the end of the times, but people still try and find out the end of the times. It's like, did you read the Bible? But here's the thing. Jesus is our prophet. He'll speak into your future. He'll speak into the future that God has for you. You know, and he'll speak good things into the future. He has good things in store for those people who love him. He is our prophet, and through the Holy Spirit, he'll do that. He's our priest. He's our priest. What does that mean? Well, as Jesus died on the cross, the veil was torn in two. It tells us the veil was torn in two. Only the priest could go behind the veil into the presence of God. But here's the great thing for us now. Jesus is our priest. He tore the veil in two. And now we all have access to the presence of God in our lives. We all have access to God's presence. I love that new song we've been singing today about God's presence being in this house. God's presence is available to you today. I don't know how you've come into this place. I don't know your background. I don't know your history. I don't know what's going on in your world. But I want to tell you, the presence of God is available to you today. You don't have to do anything. You just have to open your heart and say, I'm available today to your presence. He's our priest. He's our king. He's the one we worship. He's our Savior. And we can have confidence in him. And the Holy Spirit, he will aim to glorify Jesus to us. He's going to lift him high to us. He's going to put him in his right place, front and center of our lives. And we can have confidence in Jesus. He will build confidence in Jesus. And we will know to come to Jesus, whatever we're facing. You know, when something's broken, and let's take for example, your car is broken, you don't take it to the vet. Like, you don't. Anyone? How did that go for you? You take it to a mechanic. Hopefully you got a friend who's a mechanic who gives you a bit of a deal as well. But you take it to a mechanic. You know where to go to get it fixed. You know where to go. You break a bone in your body. You don't go to the mechanic. Like, there's no examples of that here, I can see. You all look amazing. You know where to go. But many times in life, when things aren't working out, we go here, there, and everywhere. But if we're being guided by the Holy Spirit, he'll lead us to Jesus. He's the one who fixes it. We can go to Jesus. And even in moments where it doesn't feel like he's fixing it, we receive what we need in that time of need. Sometimes that's the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Sometimes that's the comfort that we need in moments where we're feeling low and we're feeling troubled. It's those we can receive healing, we can receive breakthrough, we can receive a word from God that is just right for that moment and that time. And it's the Holy Spirit that will glorify Jesus in our lives. He'll point us to Jesus continually. He'll say, go to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, here's what the Holy Spirit will do. He'll show you Jesus's love for you. He'll show you his love for you. He'll show you his great sacrifice for you. He'll show you his love for you. He'll show you his rescuing power for you. We had a moment in our staff meeting this week, and I was just leading a prayer moment, and I read a psalm. I think it's Psalm 30. And in that psalm, there's this verse that says, you picked me up from my deepest depths, from the bottom. And many of you know Paul, our lead pastor, my dad, his story of healing and that moment. And that psalm was so powerful, because it was like he was at the bottom and God lifted him out. It was like he was in the darkest moment and God lifted him out. And do you know what it did in that moment? I believe the Holy Spirit showed us God's love. Jesus's love for us. He showed you that he can pick you out. Even what seems the deepest, darkest moment, the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus in your life. He'll show you his mercy. His mercy over our lives. I love this. He'll show you the prayers that Jesus is praying for each and every one of us. You know, when Jesus said, hey, will you pray? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I believe that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, can reveal what Jesus's heart is for the world. That the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus to us and show us the prayers of Jesus. Seeing heaven come to earth. Many times our prayers are taking earth to heaven, but I believe there needs to be a shift that actually we bring heaven to earth. Heaven to earth. His job is to make Jesus great and glorious in our lives, that we may see more of Jesus, that in our life, you see, my prayer today is the Holy Spirit. My simple prayer today was that the Holy Spirit would just make more of Jesus today in our lives, that we would know him more, that it would cause us to honor him greater, glorify him greater, worship him with everything that we've got, that it would be this moment where we glorify Jesus. Yesterday, we were at Wembley. There's a Notts County fan in the place. He best leave quick afterwards. But, you know, the passion, the celebrations around the goals, and it was a great, great day in terms of being with friends and being able to celebrate and all that. Result might have not gone our way, but it's a great day being around people and celebrating, and just the incredible moments as Chesterfield fans outsang Notts County fans for 120 minutes, and we did all that. But it got me thinking, do you know what? There's a roar, there's a sound, there's a celebration. How much more should we be celebrating our King of Kings? Jesus, who is our Lord of Lords. And I believe the Holy Spirit will lead us to a place where we celebrate him in our lives, where we thank him continually, where we glorify him. All of us, whoever we are, wherever we come from, we all can see and know the glory of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. If any of us are to glorify Jesus, then we've got to talk about him greatly. We've got to magnify him in our lives. We've got to begin to talk about him greater in our life, because he puts Jesus in his rightful place. Let me put it this way. He's our savior. He's not just an add-on to my life. He's not just a nice little extra. like a bolt-on to your, you know, your phone contract. That's not Jesus. He's the be-all and end-all. And the Holy Spirit will keep pointing you to glorify Jesus in and through our lives. So we've got to trust the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus through us. You might be thinking, like when I go in, I want to glorify Jesus in my workplace. Well, you got to trust the Holy Spirit to glorify Him through you. You can read this afterwards. I haven't got time to dive into it, but there's fruit of the Spirit. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so on. I'm not a good enough Christian to know them all yet. I'm working on it. I believe as you allow the Holy Spirit to lead your life, that becomes the fruit and it glorifies Jesus. In your life, it'll glorify Jesus. It puts Jesus in His rightful place. He is our Savior. As I was preparing for this, I read a little excerpt from a sermon, and the guy who was giving the sermon gave this like illustration in this moment. So I'm going to nick his illustration, but I won't put me in it. I'll say it's him. But he said, the enemy came to me, and he brought a long list of all my wrongs and my mistakes. And he kept bringing these wrongs and mistakes. And I just kept saying to him, have you got any more? What about a list as long as your arm? Have you got any more? And so he kept coming. I've got this. What about a list that could fill this room? The enemy kept coming. Here's all your wrongs. Here's all your mistakes. Have you got any more? And he said, I had a picture of all my wrongs and mistakes. He went all around the world, covered the whole world. And I just wrote on the bottom of that list, it's all about Jesus. Jesus' blood paid for it all. He's our Savior, and that's why we glorify Him. So come on, church, let's stand to our feet, because today my prayer, as I was preparing this message, and today my prayer is that the Holy Spirit would reveal Jesus to you, that He would reveal He's our Savior, that today you can know Him. No matter where you've been, no matter what's happened in your world, no matter what's going on, no matter how many wrongs or mistakes you feel you have, today you can know His forgiveness and His grace. And my prayer is that the Holy Spirit would reveal Jesus to you. So would everyone just bow their heads and close their eyes? Right now, Holy Spirit, move in this room. Holy Spirit, be at work in people's lives. Reveal yourself. Today you're here, never made that decision to follow Jesus, to place your trust in Him. He's your Savior. His forgiveness is available for you. Today you can know, you can walk into all that He has for you. You can know your Maker and Creator. Jesus died on the cross for each and every one of us so that we could have everlasting life. And so today that's you, or you're here today online and made that decision before, but you would say, I've walked away from that and I need to come back to glorifying Jesus in my life, to making Jesus my Lord and Savior, then this moment's for you. I want you to know He loves you and He's for you. And so if that's you, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm just going to count down from three. And if that's you, I'd love you to raise your hand so I can see who I'm praying for. We'd love to give you a gift of the gospel so that you can go away and read Jesus every day and know Jesus in your life. So that's you. You're making that decision today to follow Jesus. Let me encourage you. Today is the day for salvation. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, the promise is that you will be saved. So if that's you, as I count down from three, raise your hand. 3, 2, 1. That's you. Raise your hand right now so I can pray with you. Raise your hand. Amazing. Amazing. So good. A few more seconds. That's you. Just raise your hand nice and high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing. Amazing. first thing before we pray the prayer is we want to celebrate with every single person making that decision across this weekend, across Icon Church. So come on, church. Let's celebrate with heaven right now. It's His saving power. We're going to pray this prayer all together. So let's pray this after three. One, two, three. Jesus, I come to you today and confess that I need you. Please come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for giving me a brand new start. Today, I open my life to you. Amen. Amen. I want to invite our prayer team to come down to the front because we want to create some space for people to be prayed for this morning. And I want to pray over a few things. Guys, come down and make yourself known at the front. And we want to pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I want to pray that you would be filled with the Holy Spirit. But today, you might just want prayer for a situation. Believe today that God's presence can change everything and that prayer changes everything. And so today I'm going to ask the team just to lead us in a little bit of worship. As we do that, come forward. And if it seems like there's a few people, don't wait around, because I believe there is a moment of breakthrough here today. As someone here today and you've been longing for something, I believe today is a moment for breakthrough for you. Today is a moment where God is going to just show you something. He's already been working behind the scenes. I love to say it, and I truly believe it. He's doing more behind our backs than we can see in the foreground. He's at work more in behind our lives than we can see in the foreground, and it's a moment of faith. But I believe today for somebody, you've been longing and you've been searching for something, and today God is going to show it to you. He's going to show it to you through the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to worship. We're going to glorify Jesus. We're going to lift His name high. We're going to honor Him. And as we do, please come forward. Be prayed for. Believing that God's presence, God's Spirit is here, and His Holy Spirit wants to fill you. The Bible says, be filled and continually filled with the Holy Spirit. So come on, team, lead us. Let's sing.